Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, January 6, 2026. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. To celebrate its 15th anniversary on Broadway, the Book of Mormon will be launching a special $15 digital lottery all year long. On the 15th of each month, winners will be selected at random and emailed a unique link to purchase up to 2 tickets for a performance of their choice across the following month. Free entries for the January lottery selection are now open through January 14th. You can sign up with your name and email at bookofmormonbroadway.com. Also on the 15th of every month going forward in 2026, entries will start being accepted for the following selection. The Book of Mormon runs at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. A reminder that tickets for Broadway Week for Winter 2026 go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern for select performances from January 20th through February 12th. The biannual two-for-one ticket deal helps to combat slower New York tourism periods in midwinter and early fall. This time around, 26 shows will be taking part, both long runners and newer hits. For a full list of shows and more information, and to buy discounted tickets when they go on sale, visit nyctourism.com/Broadway-week. Most tickets go fast, so snap them up as soon as you can. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, January 4th. It was another gangbusters New Year's week for Broadway, which as a whole made $52,037,125 across 33 running shows. Several titles set new house records, including The Lion King, which set its 34th different record for an 8-show week at the Minskoff Theater, and Mamma Mia, which brought in over $2.6 million over a 9-performance week at the Winter Garden. 2 shows closed last week. Beetlejuice shuttered at the Palace on Saturday night, having grossed $1,373,691 in its final week. The Ghoulish musical goes back out on a U.S. tour starting in mid-February. And Waiting for Godot, starring Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, sold out the Hudson one more time, making $1,549,152. And Jane Krakowski played her final performance in O Mary, which made $1,319,770 at the Lyceum. Jinx Monsoon returns to the show later this week for a brief return engagement through February 1st. 26 shows hit 7 figures, while 29 played to at least 90% capacity houses. This was certainly an emphatic end to the holiday season, as most of the tourists have now trickled out. Expect the numbers to drop dramatically in the coming weeks. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.